Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, we'll do the debrief, then we get to have snacks.
What? There's snacks.
Carter already Somebody already has a snack.
I was told it was blank.
Yeah.
The End of Time and Other Bothers. End Notes. Episode 1.
So hi, everyone. Welcome to the first after show. We're going to come up with a name for that at some point. My name is Sean Howard, and I am the GM.
I'm Marisa, and I play Darcy the Human.
And I'm Carter, and I am playing as Blatt, the half-demon.
I'm Mike, and I play Egerton.
So this is our first debrief, or we don't know what to call these yet. So this is for fans, for us to just talk about any questions you had, moments, like blah, blah, blah. And also we can sort of talk about what I had planned versus what happened, which sometimes is really funny, drastically different, or anything else we want to talk about. So I guess I'll start it just because, but anyone can start these debriefs. But basically, I was blown away by the three characters because we'd never really done like this format of shared story where everyone could just start telling a story. So I thought that was really cool.
I had nightmarish flashbacks to grade 11 creative writing and the teacher saying, Michael, can you give your presentation on that Shakespeare reading? And getting up in front of the class and having no idea. So I had to make up Othello.
That's very good. That takes talent.
Yeah. And you know what? I did not have a teacher that agreed with that sentiment.
So, did you just say he was Othello? There was Othello.
There was Othello. He was named Othello. Yo. No, I just rambled for 5 minutes, which was what I did today.
So you had a question.
I did have a question, and I think it's the question that everyone's wondering. Marisa got this beautifully laid out interaction, and there's a minotaur that she rides, and there's centurions and battles and time freezes, and I got shot in the back with food on my face. And I just feel like that's a little unfair. I don't know.
I don't see a problem. Anybody else see a problem?
I think Sean just played to our strengths.
Oh! I need an emotion break.
It's true. Marisa did not show empathy.
Yeah.
She had
fun without empathy.
So it's really funny. I actually, when I was trying to think of like the structure of the show, I was like, okay, it's going to be a little bit of character building. We gotta start you in a world where, like, then we're instantly transporting you out of. It's like the end of that world. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, is this going to be enough for, like, drama? So I was like, my plan was to hunt one, at least one of you, and I'm pointing. So I'm pointing at Carter Blatt or Michael Eglint. So Eglint, I'll use your character.
Eglinton.
So I'm pointing to Egerton and I'm pointing to Blatt. I was hoping to hunt one of you down in the street, right? Like, it's like post-apocalyptic...
I thought this was a fantasy comedy, and your secret plan all along was to hunt me down and murder me in the street.
Well, not murder you. He was going to trank. It's like I kept calling it when we were designing this. I was calling it tag and bag. I was going to tag and bag one.
Well, you
of
did
you, right?
bag the fairy in the end.
Because it's like that for the world. It's, I don't know, where everything's gone.
In the
and
world.
Then there's this strange minotaur following you. Like, I thought that might trigger some of your abilities or, like, I didn't know. Like, that's what I thought was going to happen.
I'm a file clerk.
He has no abilities.
Yeah. the demon clerk's abilities. As your file clerk abilities really did come up, though. Yeah. They were good.
They were
but
great.
But now that the file room's destroyed, he's basically a useless member of this Pocus.
Yeah. He's rudderless.
He's rudderless?
Yeah.
He's rudderless.
What's he going to do for meaning now that he doesn't have his...
His life didn't hold much meaning before. He alphabetized files.
And Marisa, you were saying you had like a whole thing in the line that you wanted to do.
Yeah, I thought you were going to start me serving people in the line, and you did not. So I was going to have a whole spiel of how I offered the food, and I was going to chat with someone I had a crush on. But no, you just compress that to like 15 seconds. And I did have a moment when you told me there was this fantasy door, and I could go in. I was going to be like, ah, whatever. And just continue.
I thought that's what you were going
to
do.
But then I thought, no, you have to take offers. You can't do that. Yeah. So then I took the offer. Yeah.
Yes, and no, but.
Yeah. No, but I'm late.
It would have been harder, yeah.
For my imaginary job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to lose my imaginary job.
I loved that you – I wish I let you spend more time on it. I loved your experience of the museum where it was the something 1,000, yeah. The something 2,000. Yeah.
It's
I love
all
that.
Just the same stuff, but slightly different. Yeah. Oh, no, I'd made all sorts of notes from what they had discussed. I'm like, I'm going to work all this in, but no, never had a chance.
I wonder how that feels, Marisa, to not have a chance to explore your character and ideas.
I thought you did a great job.
You're not good at presentations.
The exclamation point was a brilliant move. I thought, how's he going to turn this around?
So great.
Yeah, I was pleased with that.
Because I did not, yeah, I didn't.
And then the body's on the next slide. I think we all had that same idea the second you said there's another slide. Like, oh, yeah, that's going to be a bad one.
Well, I think the best
way... You spun that very well. Yeah.
The best way to spin it would simply be, hey, we're showing that the city can withstand a massive explosion. We're all still here. Well, maybe not those people, but the rest of us are still here.
It's the rest of us survive celebration.
Yeah, and there's more resources for all of us.
It's the NIMBY celebration. Yeah. It wasn't me.
It was fun.
Yeah, so my plans to hunt you guys down did not. And we have this, like, you guys have this. We have spent weeks building this map, this world.
And now you just exploded it.
We didn't visit any of the monuments.
But why? Why? You had the control to do all that. Why didn't you do the hunt down in the street thing?
Well, that's what's interesting, right? Like, it's like part of it is, like, when you're just working on paper, you know, you have all these, you're like, oh, this is how I can structure it. But then when you're in the moment and you're like, like, I also didn't know 100% what your character's going to be until you showed up.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, everything was, well, except you. Mm. Blatt was, like, you was your initial idea, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
From the beginning, I thought this would be interesting if he was a half-demon, but basically lives like a person and has the world's most boring office job and is actually a pretty nerdy guy.
Yeah.
Except he looks like Satan.
But in this world, that's just accepted.
Yeah, it's just another race.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas where you're going to go...
I will be hunted for sport.
So your idea stays pretty much the same from your initial, and I loved it immediately, and I went and found a Nephilim or whatever thing and modified it. It's like place to start from for your player book.
Right.
And then we modified it. So you, like, Blatt, though I didn't know your name, I knew what you were going to be coming in, but I wasn't 100% sure what you guys were going to be bringing in.
Right.
Mm. So when you were like, yeah, I'm a flightless fairy, flightless portly fairy in a PR department. And then you like described your dress, like what you were dressed in all the way down. Like you were a corporate guy. Like,
yeah.
Like it was corporate all the way down. And in that moment, I was like, I can't just like throw him. Like, part of me wanted to do, was it Michael Douglas with the briefcase trying to get home?
Movie? I don't remember the movie, but I know which one it is.
Falling Down.
Falling Down. Part of me was like, do we do a Falling Down thing? But I was just like, no, I think it's going to be too much fun to not do just the PR. Like,
yeah, it was great.
You're in the end of the world in a horrible corporation and you're trying to do a horrible PR spin.
Yeah.
That and Karen was just nasty.
Plus, when he just started going, like...
Oh, it was great.
Michael, when you just started like eating the thing and just like talking and I was like, cut to 10 minutes later and then you kept going... I was like, yeah, he's just got to be...
That was a good comedic way to, because one of the things that's weird about this is there's no structure. There's no, you're going to do this and then you're going to do that. Like in a Dungeons and Dragons type format, typically it's, yeah, we need to accomplish this thing right now.
Yeah.
Right? And you do what you need to do that. With this format, you don't have that specificity.
Yeah.
So I sort of started going in a direction and no one stopped me.
Well, that's the thing though, like that's an offer, right? So if you make that offer of just rambling and like, I actually was picturing you just standing at the window as the world had stopped, just eating your cookie, like going on and on and on. And I was like, it's like, Greg's just going to walk out and be like, well, this was an easy one. And just, you know.
I like that you name dropped Greg at one point. Did you catch that?
I didn't.
I was nodding. I chin nodded because I'm a dude. At Marisa, when Sean was talking to you, he said Greg.
Yes.
Just like out of nowhere.
Yes.
I know, I messed that up.
I just assumed it was the Minotaur.
Yeah. Minotaur?
Minotaur.
Minotaur? Matador? Is that where that comes from?
Wait, are you saying that Greg was the one who took them down? But he was nice to me.
Yeah, Greg well, is that's the one.
What I thought they were different Minotaurs.
It's just rampant favoritism.
You got to interact with him, Carter.
Yeah, and I felt like we could have done more with your scene, but it was the first thing we did, so that went well.
Oh yeah, it was fun.
But we probably could have built that up more, even more. I think
we'll just cut to the chase.
We probably could have done a cut to.
Yeah,
yeah.
I liked
that. Would have been funnier.
I like
you with the thing stuck up there and right. Yeah,
I enjoyed the pneumatic tube explosion. That was great.
How did you come up with all of those names? Just right off the top of your head,
through the power of knowing some names.
Well, because I wrote down a bunch of them. We've got the I wrote pneumatic tube, which isn't a thing. It is a thing.
It is.
That's it is why a, thing. It's a thing. It's a thing. Well, when I was told that this was the 20th century office,
aren't you doing Brazil?
It is Brazil, but a lot of like 1950s offices. That's all they had, pneumatic tubes, and I will. Honestly say I'm jealous that I've never worked in a place that had pneumatic tubes because it just seems like super fun.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's got to be highly dangerous. Like people are probably getting their hands stuck up there and
it's loud. It's like sunk.
Yeah, it's loud. And I'm sure that if like exposed skin hit a pneumatic tube, it's like getting the world's worst hickey. So that's probably why they stopped, because they're like, why have we got this air compression system when people could just hand other people things?
I think email may have had something to do with it too.
Email, yeah. Emails. Yeah, but just getting a little bing on your computer isn't the same as funk funk.
And what I enjoyed was when it was exploding, he kept ramming the broom up there instead of, I would have stopped that.
Yeah, no, that was a good lean in, Carter. That was a good lean in.
Yeah, Carter doubles down.
You have to save the files, because that's literally all that I do.
So we have spent weeks. We have these beautiful maps, which we'll put online. We have so much. I literally have, I think Eli wrote a 17 page file of the history and culture of Balgamerian Steadfast.
And we embrace none of it, right?
No, we invented things like the speechifier.
Well, I think the problem was you guys worked too long on it. And then in the moment when you're doing the adventure, you're like, wow, I am so bored of this. We're not going to talk about any of it.
And plus trying to recall it all. But the good news is there still may be chances to move back and forth between the two times. So it's not like it's all for nothing.
Well, like flashbacks.
Yeah, flash forwards, I think you called them.
Ooh, right, because it's happening in the future, even though this is something that happened when our characters were younger.
Yes.
What?
What's that movie of a movie in a movie in a movie? And we're going there. What is that?
Serendipity?
No,
he's talking about the one we gave me the eye, aren't you?
Yeah.
The one that Carter, Inception.
Inception. Yeah. Inception. Yeah.
That was a very Inception.
Yeah.
At least as long as it's not Memento.
I like Memento.
How do you know it's a thing? I think someone filmed the movie and then went and cut it literally in pieces and glued it back together without looking.
And it was brilliant.
Yeah, no, that's the empty but that's canvas. Still brilliant. I mean, like, it's brilliant art.
I always wanted to own a physical copy of Memento because I heard that the DVD, there was a special feature that the movie was played backwards. So they took every scene and just rearranged them in the other direction so that the mystery is ruined. but everything's played forward in real time. So you could just check and see if the story actually makes sense. But that's only on the DVD. And, well, it's a Blu-ray world now, my friend. So I've missed that chance.
So what did you guys think about the two of you that are playing characters that don't really have any moves? That wasn't a big deal, right? Like you're playing like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance to do anything, so, you know, got shot in the back.
I had a sick dive roll, I might remind you.
You did have a sick dive roll. You forward tumble rolled into a room.
That's right.
Because, like, I don't know if I'd ever do that again, because having to create versions of all the sheets that are... Because basically just, I don't know if we can explain it now. Everyone is, like, a level zero, right? Like, you're a level zero character. You actually haven't... you've chosen a race, but not a class.
Yeah, can I just read one of the starting moves that Sean has provided us with? It's called Navigating Bureaucracy. You take plus one on any roles involving paperwork, bureaucrats, or waiting in line for something, and none of us got to use it.
Literally, never came up.
Yeah. But it's a pretty great starting move.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So basically, so the basic idea is in the next one, we'll see how it goes compared to what's planned. But yeah, at some point, we'll be choosing classes, with the exception of Blatt. Who is something very special.
He's a class unto himself.
I'm a class unto himself. Well, that's just the fanciest, nicest way to put that.
I thought he was just kind of a jerk.
I think he's delightful.
So thanks to everyone for listening. And we will see you guys in about a week with the next episode, if all is going as planned.
Woo!
And then things didn't go as planned.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Ninten.
Begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeists.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at mothershewrote.earth.